What were the songs, Michael, in them days? John Donovan was the man who wrote all them.
Yeah, he used to sing a lot of real Western stuff, you know, Texas stuff. But he went in a lot for sentimental stuff too, same as Daniel O'Donnell's Cop Instance. Daniel O'Donnell's copying that sentimental stuff since.
That's
where he gets a woman's following.
As far as I know, right, the Bill John had a good following, a woman.
So the woman was always after him every dance hall he went to.
Was there any jealousy among the other band men?
Oh, not at all, no.
So you were happy that the lead singer was going to get first choice. Annie, you mentioned something to me about the dance halls as well, where you would have got the people from one townland and one part of the hall. And would it have been safe even for somebody from Allenhead to go to the Lullies and try and take a woman out of it?
Not at all, no.
Would you look your head in your hands?
That was a style at the time.
There were some halls you went in, if you'd took a woman out of that part of the country, you would have been sorted if they had a bicycle and the road home. But you're talking there about being safe, Tony, going to the hall. There were some halls you went in, if you'd took a woman out of that part of the country, you would have been sorted if they had a bicycle and the road home.
That's what I meant, you see, because the idea of going to another part of the country, or so, should only be three town lands away to take a woman from it, could have been very dangerous to your health.
You wouldn't want it, you see, because it was hard to get out of your own town land at that time. You know, not for it, but walk it maybe, run out of bike.
Nowadays, if you had what type of car do you have, but if a man had a bike, he was well away.
Glad if he had a bike, he would have got a woman in any town land. But the thing was, you see, if you were curtain two or three nights a week, you had to stay about your own town land, and that's why so many people ended up marrying all within their own town land, you know, they never went out of it.
So it'd be fair to say then that Henry Ford has a lot to do with spreading the breeding in Ireland.
The breeding in Ireland, either.